Moving on now, a former employee of the notorious US security firm Blackwater has been sentenced to life in prison for the mass killing of Iraqi civilians back in 2007. Former US Army sniper Nicholas Slatton was convicted of first-degree murder last October. Three others were convicted of manslaughter, attempted manslaughter, and the use of a machine gun in a violent crime. They received 30-year sentences. The Blackwater guards opened fire in the Baghdad traffic circle after a car bomb was detonated near a US convoy elsewhere in the Iraqi capital. The shooting left 17 people, including children, dead. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to San Francisco and talk to Richard Becker with the Answer Coalition. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Becker, just how much do you think justice has been served in the case of the Blackwater security guards?
Well, it would really be impossible for justice to be served in this case. Unfortunately, the fact is that what took place in September 2007 was a massacre. It was a massacre by mercenary troops of the United States who have been granted the right to kill. They've been given a license to kill by the U.S. government, and they were filled with racist contempt for the people of Iraq. They didn't feel anything about shooting down 17 people, killing 17 people, wounding 40, and really destroying the lives of even many of the survivors who lost their children and who lost their loved ones. And this is a product of the demonization, the racist demonization of the Iraqi people and the employment of these mercenary forces as part of a completely illegal, inhumane, unjust invasion and occupation of Iraq.
And what about the hundreds and thousands of other Iraqis who fell victim to the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq? I mean, who will account for their death?
Yeah, that is really a very good question. And why is no one being called to account? You know, we have the United States government levying sanctions and accusations against many different countries. But you have to ask the question, why in a war against Iraq that had no justification whatsoever. Iraq did not threaten the United States. The reasons for going to war were complete fabrications, not intelligence failures. Over a million Iraqis have died as a result of this, and more than a million additional Iraqis died as a result of the sanctions. And millions more have been displaced and wounded, and yet none of the officials, top officials of the United States, who brought about this what truly could be called a holocaust for the Iraqi people, have been brought to justice. And until they are, there really can be no talk of justice.
In general, what is the legacy left behind by the U.S. in Iraq, and how do you relate it to the current situation in the country with regards to the presence of ISIL terrorists there?
Well, of course, we know there was no ISIL, there was no Islamic State, so-called Islamic State, there was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And of course, the Islamic State is born of Al-Qaeda. It's an evolution of the Al-Qaeda in Iraq organization. And all of this, the tremendous chaos, the death and the destruction that we're seeing in Iraq, in Syria, in Libya, in Yemen, and elsewhere, in Lebanon too, this is a product, first and foremost, of the illegal U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq. There's no question about that. And what NATO and the United States did to Libya greatly added to this. Their intervention in Syria has. But this terrible situation that exists today for the people of so many countries in the Middle East is a product of the U.S. invasion and occupation.
All right, Richard Becker with the Answer Coalition from San Francisco. Thanks for your time there, sir.